The wind development would bring 39 turbines up to 500 feet high to the small rural town of Forest. The agreement is between Emerging Energies of Wisconsin and the town board. But a local group called Forest Voice has filed a federal lawsuit against both the town board and the wind developer to stop the project. Brenda Salsig is one of the leaders of Forest Voice. She says the public was left out of the negotiations and wasn't notified of the deal until a month after the papers were signed.
The agreement was entered into by the town board August 12th, and still no one really understood what was happening until around the 1st of September.
But the town's attorney, Terry Dunst, says those accusations are false. He says every meeting regarding the wind farm was posted at the Forest Town Hall and in the newspaper.
If people didn't see the notice, well, I don't know, shame on them for not being more involved in their local government.
Forest Voice's suit also alleges that the town board had a conflict of interest when they negotiated with Emerging Energies because their properties qualify for what are termed good neighbor payments, and that those against the project would get no payments at all. No board member would comment for this story. An attorney for Emerging Energies says the federal lawsuit has no merit and that their party will ultimately be dismissed from it. The controversy surrounding the wind development and the town board even brought on a recall election in which all three members of the board were voted out last week. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.